Have constitutional conservatives actually read the Constitution? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the big debates in America is whether the Constitution is a living document or not. Liberals like to adapt it to changing circumstances, but conservatives want it taken literally. And now those conservatives have issued something called the Mount Vernon Statement, named after George Washington's home, announcing a return to a constitutional conservatism that unites all conservatives. Except they, too, seem to be trying to improve on the original document. For example, they state that constitutional conservatism honors the central place of individual liberty in American politics and life, and that it encourages free enterprise, the individual entrepreneur, and economic reforms grounded in market solutions. Well, you won't find that stuff anywhere in the Constitution. No mention of free enterprise. The words entrepreneur, market, economics appear exactly nowhere. Nor will you find capitalism or capital. You will find the word business, referring to Congress having a quorum to do business, and you will find the word commerce, where Congress gets the power to regulate it, but that's all. And as for individual liberty, those words are also absent from the Constitution. They do occur in a related document. In George Washington's official letter submitting the Constitution to Congress, he writes, "Individuals entering into society must give up a share of liberty to preserve the rest." Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.